getting back to anti-CD38, there was some more data presented on subcutaneous daratumumab at ASCO. Where are we with that? It seems like a very, you know, patient-friendly strategy.
I think the data which was presented by Dr. Mateos at this year's ASCO was actually excellent data. This was a randomized trial comparing intravenous daratumumab to the subcutaneous version. The neat thing about this was the subcutaneous version was easy to give. It took 5 minutes. It was extremely well tolerated. The infusion-related reactions were significantly lower in the subcutaneous version of the CD38 monoclonal antibody. And really, it will be a practice-changing move for multiple myeloma, and it'll be easy to combine with some of the other approaches so that patients don't have to wait and do those 6 to 8 hours of infusion times. So I do think it's going to be a game changer. A little bit of a word of caution here, though. You know, if you look at this, this was single agent data. We will need to gather a little bit of data with combination approaches, specifically with the IMiDs, because although infusion-related reactions etc. were much, much lower in the subcutaneous version. When you look at things like myelotoxicity, just because of the pharmacokinetics of these drugs, wherein a subcutaneous version is going to hang around the system for a little bit longer, you know, you might see more neutropenia, more thrombocytopenia. So when you start combining them with, say, lenalidomide and pomalidomide, we'll have to do a little bit of homework before we know what the ideal doses are.